This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I go to the cages with Barry, Pepper, and he's putting coins in the thing. And then he looks at me and he's like, what are you doing? And I say, well, you said it was a pitching machine. I'm pitching to the machine. I was picking up the balls and throwing them in the little hole. And then it was throwing it back to me. I was catching them, throwing it back in the little hole.
Why did he explain it that way if that's not what you're supposed to do?
I think he thinks just because he was Roger Paris or in when he like just because
Midnight
you
in Paris.
Mm-hmm, when you just because you like put on a baseball hat in a movie means you know what to do in like a carnival setting.
He's such a condescending ass because it's always about his expertise and mm-hmm. he's always explaining to me. And even when I went to see American Sniper with him, because, you know,
he says
a sniper in that other movie.
Acts like he was an army
and
man.
He just goes like, oh, he's not shooting it right. I'm like, oh, thanks. I actually was enjoying this, and I think it had a really strong message of history. Now,
hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet land back hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up? What up?
Oh, you had such a long build up. I thought you were gonna say something else because you had so much time to think about it. You were saying,
"Well," and the whole time I'm thinking, "Is there anything else?"
Oh yeah, you did look mad.
Wagwam.
Yes, that's much better.
So
pilot pickup season.
It's pilot pickup season. This is when the networks start to go, yes, you, not you. Let me see. Maybe you, but no, not you. Oh, and yes, you again.
It's the big dance.
Yes.
And the boys are on one side and the girls are on the other. And
the captains are picking teams for who's going to dance battle.
Every year when they pick what the pilots are, you'll start to notice certain trends when you've been doing this as long as we have.
And our job, in a way, is to spot and be ahead of these trends.
Mm-hmm. It's like the fashion show. Things go in fashion. One year it's jeans. The next year it's coats. Things become hot. And then the next year they're not anymore. And so when you do pilot pickup season, you have to know like what the hot thing is for pilots that year.
Exactly. And speaking of that, what are some of the ones this year that we've seen is what we're going to talk about and tell you?
The different trends.
So the trends, yes, of the pilots.
For example, I've noticed that you see a lot of people being poisoned in pilots this year.
Mm-hmm. And it's often someone who thinks that they're eating something tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you see a peach cobbler in a pilot this year, you know, get buckled up because probably there's not peaches in there alone. There's also maybe some other stuff that's not good for you.
Lots of characters talking. They'll just be saying like,
oh, this is a great peach cobbler.
And then
I've
silence.
I've never seen this much.
And then pitching face first into the food,
mm-hmm.
whatever the food is.
Just suddenly they're breathing peach juice mm-hmm. because they are face down in it because they were mid-sentence a minute ago and because there's poison in it.
And the other person says, enjoying your dinner, hubby, and that is the poison.
And they don't want to know if they're enjoying it. And I have been noticing this, which is really nice bus drivers, and they're so friendly, and if people don't have exact change or whatever, mm-hmm. they're letting them on the bus. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is really an indication that the economy's doing a little better, and so people want to see more of this stuff where it's okay to get on the bus.
People have a long day at work. They want to come home and relax and see a nice bus driver letting people on the bus, even if they don't have the exact money to go on.
I say, I almost thought you were going to end that sentence a different way, which is people have a long day at work. They want to get on the bus and relax. And what they don't want is some mean bus driver, which, if you remember, used to be pretty popular.
Yes. Two seasons ago, yes. You saw a lot of that. Yes.
And because it wasn't going well. And so I think that is a big trend. So poison peach cobblers and nice bus drivers.
Another trend I'm noticing is Backstrom. I'm seeing him in almost every show now. He'll just show up. You'll be watching another show about guys, just like a bunch of friends living in an apartment. And then suddenly Backstrom will show up and he's lost. He says, I'm trying to get to my own show.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you can actually flip the channels. If you do it in rhythm, you can see him walking through the different channels.
Yes, just and it's almost like a flip book or something.
Yes.
Where you see him just moving slowly across the screen, looking around, being lost. And then on his own show, everyone's just asking where he is.
He's not on his own show.
Yeah.
He's lost in the TV. So Backstrom being lost on the TV is another big trend that I'm seeing this year.
Big trend in pilots. And the last one for me, I guess, would be world music. And people are listening to this kind of music that's not just for America or even for North America, but mm-hmm. it is for the whole world.
Mm-hmm. You'll see drums made of wood.
Moss.
You see a drum made of a big bowl like you'd find in the kitchen. They turn it upside down and now that's a drum.
Or moss. I mean, some of these guys are putting that on their drums, it looks like. And the sounds that they get are so unique.
Mm-hmm.
And the noises they make are wild.
And the guys playing these things are the happiest guys you've ever seen in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you want to quit your job and just go make an interesting drum and just play that all day.
Just drum all day and then get on the bus. And I'll tell you what, it's a nice change from the James Hetfields of the world who can't stop making a mean face when they play the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
It's like these drum guys know that, hey, when I put on music, it's kind of so I can enjoy it.
James Hetfield, you just think, if you're having such a horrible time, then why don't you take a nap?
Yeah, or just go to the bathroom or something if that's what you have to do.
Anyway, so those are the big pilot trends this year. We have a great guest today.
Yes.
And a lot of interesting subjects to discuss. Erin Gibson is here. She's a famous feminist. She has a podcast called Throwing Shade, and she just has a lot of opinions.
I can't wait to pick her brain and to sort of get inside that world, which, quite frankly, I do not understand yet.
Coming up on Hollywood Handbook.
So I turned to G-Love and the special
yes,
sauce.
Yes.
And I am like, you guys want to really turn this mother out?
Yeah.
And I do the finger whistle, the one, you know,
yes.
I can't do it now because I have a cold sore on my hand. I don't want to get it in my mouth, but I do the, and of course I can't recreate it without the fingers.
No.
But anyway, and it's on both hands.
Yeah, because you.
Have I shown you this?
Your cold sore?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, when I first saw it, it was just kind of on the tip of your pinky.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's become almost a glove.
It's in the webbing. It tends to live in the webbing. And that is sort of the issue that I'm having.
It's moist.
It's tougher to keep that clean because,
yes,
I spend so much time with it closed up. And the bacteria. Anyway, I do the finger whistle. Limo comes around the corner. Who's driving it? Diamond David Lee Roth. He leads out. He says, a beep, beep. And I go, Dave, you got a horn if you want to make that noise. And but he knows. And we all pile in and we go to the hotel. It was a Best Western.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We turned that mother out.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
What
an
up,
insider's
what
guide
up?
To kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
I can't stop doing it, Hayes.
You did what up again?
Oops. Well, we have a guest here.
Yes.
Erin Gibson, you know her. She did the Throwing Shade.
She have a podcast, Throwing Shade.
She got a podcast. It's
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all have podcasts.
Yes. Well, we share one.
Oh, I share one.
Mm.
Yeah, interesting.
It's, and Brett doesn't
have
one.
Do you see
one.
The parallels? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But
I have a question for you.
Well, okay.
Do you, so you know that your hand issue, right? That it's not actually doesn't have anything actually to do with wetness. It's viral. It's herpes, right?
No, it's wetness.
Well, they're fever blisters that are appearing in the webbing of my fingers.
It is, yeah, it is wetness.
And it's and the wetness seems to they seem to love it.
You get it from
they love to live where it's wet.
You get
and
it.
I don't know
so it's
why.
A wet blister.
You get it from washing your hands.
Oh,
yeah, I think I might All be right. allergic to soap. And so,
that
or certain
sense.
Kinds. And I've tried that lava soap.
Yeah, that's for cars.
To scrub it.
Uh-huh.
That hurt. Boy, oh boy. But what I was going to ask you, and I'll do it now, is we've been saying what up, and people don't like it.
No.
Everyone's asking us not to.
What do you guys
do
say?
What do you do as a
greeting?
Do
you have like a hello, like a special kind of hello?
No, we have an intro that we play before we start talking.
Mm,
it's like
no.
explaining what it is.
Yeah, explaining our
what
show.
What the show
Just
is.
One intro, and then you play that, and then
Every
you don't
time.
Have to do it again.
Every time. And we don't even, yeah, we did it once.
And it just, and then is there a hello type
What's it say?
Thing in there? Yeah, what's it
we
say?
We just, oh, it just says, hi, I'm Aaron Gibson, and I'm Brian Safi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, or that's not
we
even
can't
correct.
Do that. We can't use that.
No, but you could say your names.
We could just, just record a lot of the beginning of the show just once.
I thought
once.
You guys were the experts.
Well, we are experts on some things, but we would like to ask, because it does appear that people listen to your podcast, what exactly are you doing?
Oh, just in general?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is your show?
Oh, right. So first of all, we have an intro.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
step one.
And people seem to, they must like that.
And very succinct, and it tells everyone what they're about to get into.
It keeps them listening, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the most popular part of our show is the
mm-hmm.
intro.
Yeah. Yeah.
People drop off right after the first 30 seconds.
Yeah. People,
that's a big plus.
It's not that people mind hearing it over and over again. They like it, and they like it more than the other
people
shows.
It's
love
comfortable.
Routine, you know?
It's
they
comfortable.
Hate change. Yeah.
I think about my life and just what's comfortable for me.
It's
and just,
ASMR.
Yes. Do you know about this?
No. ASMR.
Oh, it's a Russian
it's
girl who whispers to you.
It's special sounds.
And it
oh,
gives you braingasms.
People that have the thing where they like...
Oh, they, well, yes, it can
it
be. Yes,
yes,
it can be that noise.
That noise has the opposite effect for me. But for some people, it gives them braingasms.
Braingasms. And
what are the number one mouth noises that these people...
It is a Russian girl who whisper speaks.
Mm-hmm.
And she will do she'll show you all her postcards or something, and that'll be like a 25-minute video where she's just like, and this one I got from a friend of mine who sent it when he was in the Eiffel Tower. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and
I
that's,
hope she's making money from this.
Yeah, I think she had pretty good YouTube
People send her gifts, probably an Amazon wish list.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
In exchange for all the braingasms and some regular gasms.
I mm-hmm. don't, I have the opposite, I have your thing where I don't, if I hear someone chewing Doritos really loudly or mm-hmm. smacking on food, it makes me want to gut punch them.
Oh,
that's not. He never said
part
he
of,
wanted
and,
to be violent.
We didn't want to jump into this too fast, but you're a feminist. Is that part of
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Oh,
is
yeah.
It,
that's
is that part of the whole
all
feminist
all this punching
thing?
And women punching each other and other guys
First,
and everything?
Yeah. First, it's advocating for women's rights so that they're equal to men's. And second is making sure people don't chomp on their food real loud.
Okay, mm-hmm. yeah.
Steinem added the second one.
It's just so fast that you're talking about violence. And I just think like, this isn't really very
You're
ladylike.
Very out there with this. You're very out in front with this whole thing about yourself. Like you just say that you're a feminist, right?
Yeah.
How
I'm
does
like
that
a
go
lot of people.
On the date? On the date?
Oh, I have
in
a
dating scene.
I have a boyfriend. So,
this is another thing I don't understand. You're a feminist, but also you want to have sex with a guy.
Yeah. How do I?
Well,
do
you not, act like it's
you know,
just like
does not compute. You know, and there's sparks shooting out of my brain
yeah.
because
yeah,
I'm
it.
Not totally able to picture what that is.
What do you think precludes me from fucking because I have a political agenda?
Oh, okay.
I just want you to explain. Like, I want to understand.
So in your face.
And I'm blushing a little bit. I didn't.
The whole thing is just like right down
no
your
one,
craw.
We didn't use the F word.
Sorry.
So I guess what would preclude you is in your war against men, how did you get a man? Is he a spy for you guys? I mean, is that what the thing is?
Or are you spying?
Or yeah. Are you spying and tricking him, and is the other shoe going
to
drop?
Well, you have to, as a feminist, you can't lay it on so thick at the beginning of a relationship.
Mm, oh, yeah.
Yes.
So I'm not 100% sure he knew what he was getting into until he was in too deep.
It's the frog.
Right, like that Omar Epps movie.
In the tea kettle. You know this whole thing? It's a fable. It's an old
please
fable.
Please tell again, because I think you've done it before. Please tell it again.
There's this frog. His name's Anansi. And he falls into a tea kettle that, like, the master is owning. And the master's a dog. Everyone in this world is animals that act like humans in certain ways.
There's a scorpion in the kettle, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. He lives at the bottom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
from the movie Drive.
And he spent the whole winter gathering, the scorpion did, mm-hmm. gathering food, saving all his food.
To make the stars.
And the frog falls in there, and because he played games all season.
You know how frogs are having fun jumping.
Instead of going to school, there's no food for him to eat.
Yeah,
starved to death.
Yeah,
the scorpion didn't go to school. That was not part of the story. Okay.
Well, he went to agricultural school, right? Because he's gathering food.
He learned how to make food.
I see.
It's just a lesson.
That's an Aesop, or?
It's just a lesson.
What is that, German? Some sort of German?
It's Grimm, Brothers Grimm.
Yeah.
Brothers Grimm.
I think it's the Grimm guys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another lesson. So when you think about that, like, that's what you're doing to that guy? He's going to starve?
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Yeah. I think he's okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he wasn't, he'd probably leave, right?
Sure, to each their own.
Do you do shout-outs to him on your show?
Yeah, always.
Oh, you're shouting out to the boy.
What's your intro that people don't like? What?
We were doing what up, what up
for a long time,
and people have started
to what.
Yeah, I do what.
Maybe we were so close. You say what?
To my boyfriend on the show. Just whenever the moment,
okay,
you know,
yeah,
kind of presents
and
itself.
That's something we should do. Because pretend you had a friend, he's a little kid maybe, and he's got a podcast.
Got a lot of this,
and he doesn't.
This is a tough scenario.
And nobody's really listening to it, and he doesn't really know what to do.
He's just a kid.
He's just a kid, and he means well, but nobody is listening to his thing. And now you've got this one that seems to be going well. And what does that kid do?
What kind of ad would you do on your show for free to direct listeners to the mm-hmm. kid's show?
Well, I would mm-hmm. say step one, yeah. the kid should have me on his show. And then I
can... Okay.
That's actually great for this kid.
Yeah. And then I would like tell people, hey, I'm on this great show. And then those people would listen. Mm. And then... The kid's show, what's his name?
Spence.
Okay. Mm. He can get some people. It's just all about bringing people on, bringing people into your into your circle and just spreading the word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not
also,
so
I think
close.
Segments help.
Segments.
Like on our show,
like
we have.
Like a bug?
Yeah, like a centipede.
Oh, boy.
Mm.
Or.
I don't think that's the best example for
in
what
another
you're talking
way.
About.
Like a tapeworm. You know how tapeworms fall off in segments? Imagine the podcast.
Do I ever? Sister, you are preaching to the choir.
Finally, we agree we're all on the same page about this one thing.
You know what else people really like is when you read their tweets on the air.
Oh.
And you reward the people who are listening.
What if my tweets are so much funnier than their tweets?
Oh, I see. Yeah. No, you should tell him that.
Well, this kid's been
that's
trying.
That's useful for them, too.
You should alienate anyone who's on your side.
So you are one of these women guys. So let me ask this. We wanted to do a little game, Hayes and I, because you, and good on you, are doing a lot of forward momentum, don't mm-hmm. you think?
Yeah, that's exactly how I would state it.
So what we want to know, because we don't ever want to be out of touch, is is that bad? And let me explain. And I'm going to let Hayes explain.
We want to play a game called Is That Bad? Where we tell you just like certain things that people either might have done. Let's say that we did these things for just as example.
Yeah, a guy did it and maybe it's one of somebody like us.
That we
are you talking about like in your careers as A-listers?
Yes, that's something like a big Hollywood person might have done and people might be afraid to tell them whether the stuff they're doing is okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
but they sort of know maybe in the back of their minds that like it might not be okay,
or it's come to their attention now that other people doing similar things are getting a little bit of heat, and they're going like, "Oh, was that not okay? Like, is that bad?" So, if I could just fire one off, so let's say there's a guy and he don't necessarily want to hire women to work. Because when he's doing work, he doesn't really want to be thinking about or having sex. Is that bad?
Because it seems like that is a positive thing because you're not treating women
you're not
as
them in
sexual.
This situation to be objectified.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really for the good of women is what you're saying.
I'm just asking, is that bad if a guy did that?
Yes, and here's why.
Huh.
Really? In reality, men run a lot of industries and companies, and so if they didn't hire women probably wouldn't have jobs at all. And then where would we be?
But
I would just
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I've looked at some numbers.
So, okay.
Also, I don't necessarily think that boners are a woman's problem unless it's like, you know, an interpersonal relationship.
The guy's trying to do work. I mean, this guy really wants to get his work done. Isn't that a good thing?
Yeah. How many people on a daily basis are you attracted to? Women.
Whoa. We're putting this on me?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, at my particular office, almost none because there are none there.
You're married.
Yes, and please don't offend my wife. I'm married to Steffi Graf, and we are so happy. She got a couple Wimbledons under her belt. I don't think she's worried about me stepping out.
But you don't see her every day, so that would affect the
average. We don't live together.
Well, it's natural for a man to have thoughts about a strange woman walking across the street or what have you, right? That's not a normal thing.
So that's good.
As long as you don't open your mouth about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't.
You just look
at him. I can't tell my friend.
All your thoughts can stay in here. You can think whatever you want.
I can't
want.
Tell Hayes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you can.
I can tell Hayes?
Yeah.
Oh, this is pretty good.
This is going a lot better than I thought. I thought everything was going to be so bad.
Like, don't yell it to him like at a bar in front of like a bunch of other women.
Well, I got to do it loud enough so she can hear.
Go to like a men's club.
Right.
Oh, yes. Like a cigar lounge.
Yeah.
No chicks allowed.
Or an adventurer's thing or whatever. Isn't there an adventurer's club in Los Angeles where only guys are allowed? I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice.
DTLA, they're doing everything down there.
Yeah.
It's blowing up.
Soho House. Do they let girls do Soho House?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I have something I want to know. Is that bad?
Yeah. Oh, good.
Say a guy, he wants to have an assistant, and he hires a girl. He does hire a girl, but he makes her be his wife. Is that bad?
I have a couple questions in order to answer this. Does she have any say in the situation? Is it consensual marriage?
She can say no to the job.
But the job's got benefits, right?
Nobody has, of course. It pays very well for that kind of position, but nobody has to take any job.
Right, but she...
But she doesn't know going into taking the job.
But at some point, she does get coerced into marrying him to keep the job.
Yes, by signing the start papers.
Oh, she doesn't read the start paper. Oh, she's been duped. This is like the housing crisis, basically.
Well, and one thing we might want to say about this woman is that she maybe has like a felony on her record, so she just can't believe her luck that she's getting a job like this. She's not doesn't really have a lot of employment options.
She was maybe picked up outside of jail. Yeah.
I can't make a judgment on this because it's a consensual situation.
Yeah.
I know.
No, I know. That's why. Is that bad or that's fine? Doesn't it seem like it?
It is hiring a woman, which you said was good.
You liked that.
Right? I did say that.
If you remember, you liked that.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember. Yep. Well, it's a very interesting conundrum in that she obviously doesn't have a lot of options in her life, and he's taking advantage of that fact. And it does sound a little bit like a slavery situation, like a forced slavery or a...
They're both white.
Indentured service. Oh, okay. Okay, right, right.
Yeah, this guy doesn't really...
Do that.
Doesn't do the other stuff.
How do you guys feel about slavery? I'm just curious about, like, I'm just a color.
Me? Line. It's gone.
The history of it is, like, there's so much skewing.
Layers.
Yeah.
And it well is, put. Yeah, it is very, has so many layers to it. Mm-hmm. Don't you feel
and
that way?
And the Civil War was really not about that.
No.
Oh. This is what a lot of people think, but it's really about states' rights. And it's just about, like, not, like, just people being allowed to not have to do whatever the other person says.
Also, so, can I say something about it?
Uh-huh.
Calling it the War of Northern Aggression has this really bad rap, but they did start it. If I could just say, like, that is who's being aggressive. So that's just an accurate statement.
Mm-hmm.
So when Kanye West appropriates the rebel flag, it's not a statement about...
Excuse me? He did that?
Yeah.
If he did that, that would make me upset, and I don't even know why.
I don't
but
know
But it's
how
definitely
to
making me
well,
mad.
Well, I'm already not thrilled with Kanye Kardashian, if we could call him by his real name. And let's just say, she didn't do anything.
Are you okay with the stuff that's happening to Bruce Jenner in the media?
Yeah, I'm wondering where you stand on that. That must be a confusing issue for you, because you don't know whether to like him or not, probably.
Yeah.
Well, what he chooses to do with his career and et cetera, that's not for me to judge. Mm-hmm. I don't like reality shows. I don't like what they're doing to people. I think I saw a woman today talking on the phone on speaker on a new phone, and I was like, she's doing that because she's seen it on the Kardashians. So, that aside, I don't think you... It's
She was.
They're
she,
all,
don't you think?
Yes, they talk on the phone, and that's where everyone gets that idea.
Talking on the phone.
I see everyone doing that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like whatever happened to, you know, going and meeting the person at a drive-in or something.
I see people getting...
There's no drive-ins. That's
I see people
really...
in their kitchens getting water out of the fridge all the time now.
Just
where do you think they got that idea?
Kardashians.
The reality show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the realities.
I don't think it's good to... out somebody if they have a transgender association or, you know, if they're gay, to say the words for them.
But
at the same time.
It sounds like it just felt like there was a butt.
Oh, I had a butt?
Yes. No, nope. From you, yeah.
It felt like there was a butt.
Sorry.
Where you were about
the
to
other
out
side of it.
Somebody.
Period,
but
of
there are certain
person.
Cases yeah. where,
like
yes.
Like you had a famous person that you were going to do that
to. That was going to out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that said, you do
but
have
John,
this information
whatever,
about
yeah.
Elton. Yes, but somebody
well,
who
we already know
is
about that
blowing
one.
The lid off one.
Yeah, Ellen Page.
Okay.
Wow.
Man, how'd she get pregnant then?
Wow.
Oh man, that's a different movie, huh?
How many women have you worked with?
Huh?
How many women have you worked with?
Are you asking Engineer Brett or are you asking me?
I'm asking both of you. Or
you're asking Engineer Brett or me?
You can I'm asking all
We've
of you.
Said for a very long
yes.
time, by the
Why
way.
Why are there not any female
that
engineers?
Engineer Brett should have been a woman instead.
Yes.
Not like himself, but doing his job.
No, yeah. Not him. I don't care what he's working with plumbing wise. But I do think that if we remember when the very handsome Engineer Frank left, that was a big
that
opportunity
was a real
for Earwolf
opportunity.
To hire a female engineer.
That was a real
Brett,
opportunity.
Can you speak to that as lead engineer? Did you have any say?
I think I'm pretty handsome too.
Compared to Frank, I know
Please.
That's
well,
a joke.
Compared to Frank,
I know
was
that's
a
joke.
Beautiful person.
Compared to Cody and Sam, sure.
I put the call out for engineers, and I didn't get any. I would happily hire a female engineer.
But I just but mean like in your
this
job.
Is part of a Brett brings up a larger point, which is that women don't want jobs.
Yes, right. And isn't that actually something that's the truth?
And so,
well,
my answer to that is, how are you supposed to give them a job?
How are you supposed to give women a job when they don't want jobs?
Mm-hmm.
What are you?
Is that a kind of slavery?
You're basing it on one example of engineer Brett saying
it was a call. He put out a call. He didn't ask one woman. He put out a call to every woman.
They all could have,
right?
All the women.
Is that what you did? How did you do it?
Yeah. What did you do?
Well, you probably need to know.
I asked Cody if he knew any friends.
Engineer Cody, the women in his life.
Yeah, pretty much.
So yeah, that's
that's the net that got cast.
Well, then Sam, I interviewed Sam at Cat and Fiddle like a year before we hired him.
Mm-hmm. And
who's
what
that?
Happened to Beans?
Beans disappeared. He seriously disappeared. I don't know what happened to him.
There was a guy named Beans at one point, Engineer Beans.
For one day.
Yeah, disappeared. Who,
but he's still in a lot of the Earwolf pictures.
Several,
he's like a model in a lot of those things. So I have to look at his face all the time. Yes.
Yeah.
And be replaced by more male engineers. And by the way, Aaron, just by the way, we had a female guest last week. I don't know if you are aware of this.
And this week. Go ahead.
And this week. We have another one this week. Yes.
You've had a lot of women on your show, actually.
We're having, I think, another one next
week.
Yes, fingers
have it,
crossed.
Yes, we are hoping that it all works out. But we do have emails out to one for next week, and we intend
True.
To ask her a lot of the same questions.
Do you,
what
anyone,
about that?
Does anyone... Are there any women writing on your shows?
Well, yes.
What?
Zoe and Sarah.
But they count as one.
They are one.
They're a team.
Two women that is equal
They're
to one.
They're technically considered one man.
And one of them was
Asian.
A guest on the show.
Oh, good.
So that's
are they
four.
Both white?
Yes. Well, it's a mainstream show.
Right, right. You can't have ethnics.
So. I didn't say that.
What do you mean by they're both white then?
Did I say...
You asked.
Yeah,
oh,
you
right.
asked if they were.
And then you said it's a mainstream show.
I was just explaining the show.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
You said, are they both white?
To
yes.
Listen.
Yes, period.
He doesn't want
also,
to say, like, it's an alternative. Like, don't watch the show. Like, he wants people to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
You asked, are they both white? I don't know why you care. I said, yeah, they are. Then, separately, I said, hey, it's a mainstream show.
I only ask because sometimes women get hired on shows because they're also ethnic. It's a two birds situation.
Twofer from 30 Rock.
You,
we love that show. And that's a women.
And you think that's bad? You think that they should, white women and women of color should be kept separate? I'm just trying to
no,
figure
I'm
out
not
we're just trying to get
where
to
the line
right, right,
is. We're
right.
just trying to find
yeah.
it because we are admittedly a little confused and
we
it's
want
pretty brave
to be
of us
good.
To say that.
We want to be good.
Yeah, you guys are... I have to applaud you for even asking the questions. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You get a lot of credit in my book for that.
Mm-hmm.
And good job.
Yeah.
You should be proud of yourselves.
Yeah, well... I know, and I do feel proud of
myself. You understand
this
could backfire.
And I feel like just by asking the questions, I've pretty much done my part. Is that bad?
No, that's actually good. You have to be really careful, though, because if you are, like, too... If people think that you're affiliating too, like, strongly with the feminist regime, that
mm-hmm.
you'll get blacklisted and stuff like that.
It really could... hurt us.
It could
yes.
hurt you guys a lot.
A lot of our listeners are gamers.
Yeah, well,
and so you know about that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Gamergate?
Yeah, that whole business.
Yeah.
That's kind of our bread and butter.
We had to
Gamergate
take a
kind of that's so
harassing
yeah.
harassing yeah. tech journalists on online.
We had to do a lot of that on this show.
Oh, to get those gamers to listen?
Yeah, we had to call up those game journalists and really read of the Riot Act just because we need to stay afloat.
So you're doing like the kind of PR where you cause trouble to get in the news.
Mm. Yeah, what's the name for that? We could really use a name.
I don't. There's a name for it. Stunt. I don't
stunt
know.
Stunt casting.
Sounds dangerous.
Stunt casting is a different thing.
Yeah, that's where you get
Julia Roberts,
like Dolph Lundgren. Yeah.
And either of those two people.
Yeah.
He works out at my gym.
Oh yeah, Brainiac.
The Brainiac gym. Is that what you're saying?
No, he's... No. Ugh. it's so hard to talk to you guys sometimes. No, I'm saying he's a brainiac.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a physics degree.
Yeah.
Does he really?
He's a scientist.
Science man.
Mm-hmm.
Of what?
He's kind of like us that way. We love science. Physics, yeah. Anything. I mean, I do anything.
Did you like the Theory of Everything?
Oh, did I like it? I haven't seen it.
Did you hear, speaking of gyms, did you hear about John Travolta and he was caught being at a gym at 3 a.m.?
There was a selfie with another dude.
Yeah, what do you think about that? He was railroaded, right?
I think he's, yeah, he was railroaded.
Gotcha,
yeah,
is what they all say now. Mm-hmm. Caught you at the gym.
Gotcha, found you at the gym, and everyone wants to pretend their body just is that way, but mm-hmm. we all do need to work out to maintain our bodies.
Mm-hmm. So he goes to 24-hour. That's the only, right? That's the only gym that's open that late.
I don't know if it was open.
Oh, it was a closed gym.
Yeah.
Which right. is part like, of what's it that is other guy in trouble, doing in there? Yeah.
Yeah.
For being at the gym
and
when it's closed.
Everyone's sure it wasn't Photoshopped? It wasn't like that dude then took a picture of John Travolta at like the Emmys or something?
That's a question that I've been talking about as well.
Oh, wait. Have you Travoltified your name, Aaron? Oh, we have to.
Were you
do you know about this?
Yeah.
Engineer Brett, do you know about this?
Brett.
No.
Oh, you have to do yours, too.
Oh, we have to.
Anyone can do it.
So last year, no, 4 years ago, how long ago was this that he screwed up Idina Menzel?
Adele Dazeem.
How do you even get that from that? How do you get that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But are you shocked?
Do you remember this?
Yeah. Are you shocked that I remember it. It was a long time ago, though. But that person is the person who works out at 3 a.m. Everything makes sense.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adele Dazeem.
I mean, it was nothing like, I don't remember what her real name is, but it was nothing even anything like that.
Idina Menzel.
What is?
Idina Menzel. How come that still...
Okay.
Okay.
So, just so you know, so if Engineer Brett, so if he was getting an award for anything, probably for best at not hiring women, so if he was getting an award, it would probably be John Travolta would come out and go, ladies and gentlemen, Eleanor Borfis. And that's not even close. Engineer Brett.
Don't do me, please, okay?
No, I won't.
Right. Have you already done this to each other?
We swore we'd never do it to each
Thank
other.
Thank you. I know you wouldn't do that.
Is that funny because it's a female name? Eleanor Borfis?
Well, ask the expert.
Brett, yeah.
It's fun.
It all comes back to like gender stuff.
Okay, can I just go ahead and say that yours is not very good, Aaron?
Sure. Well, I have a short first name. It's not easily... mispronounced.
It's actually too close to your name to be fun.
What is it?
Eoin Gerbson.
That's an honest mistake.
Yeah, that's just a one typo.
Mm-hmm.
My ex-husband used to come pick me up at the airport with a sign like they do for the limos, and it would say Erwin Globson. That's a better version of that.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, she's burying the lead. She got an ex-husband and a boyfriend?
Cool.
But, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's
so this okay. Men, so this men, makes sense.
Yeah,
now I get it.
Oh, I just bring him in and toss him out.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yep. There's a real expiration date on this thing. You know, you're dealing with a feminist, and she's dating a man. Okay, fine. Nice to play house for a little while, but.
But then what?
But then, you know, they're going to find out what you really think.
Oh, you think
which is
they
women
left
are
me.
Smarter than men.
Okay. Okay. You think I got dumped.
Because they got scared.
Oh, boy. Whoa.
It's because they found your secret lab or whatever.
Oh, yeah. You use them up and toss them out. They're Kleenex to you. Speaking of Kleenex, Hayes, could you hand me some for my hands?
Kind of dry his hands. He accidentally washed them in the cup.
Now, what is coming out of this?
Yeah, I thought you were like holding like a cotton ball or something, but that's just all coming out of your hands.
Yeah, and I was like, Well, because two nights ago I ate a bunch of s'mores, and so it made sense that there was a bunch of white goop on here. Mm-hmm. But tonight, no such thing.
It's disgusting.
Well, what do you want me to do? I got to do the show. I got to wear mittens the whole time? Yes. That makes it worse.
No, you should. It's not about you.
They can't breathe in the mittens.
Fingerless gloves?
Oh, okay. Well, tell
it's
me all
about webbing.
It. It's mostly
it's
the webbing.
The webbing.
There's still airflow with fingerless. Just saying.
Aaron, we think it's so great what you do.
I don't think you do.
We're rooting for you.
We are.
And we're saying, go, go, Aaron.
And too many people look at something and they go, this works fine.
Yes.
And that's what they, and if everybody thought that way, there would never be a new iPhone, and I love my new one. So I don't think we should say this looks fine. I think we should say this could work better, and how do we change it? And I think that's what you're doing with your show is how do we change some of this stuff?
Yeah, well, okay. How do we change some of this stuff?
What's your Hollywood 6? You know, instead of the iPhone 6, what's your Hollywood 6? With 4G.
Okay. 4G. That's the new network?
It's 4G LTE.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd like
what
to
are the
see.
Specs?
Right. What are the specs? I'd like to see more jokes for love interests in rom coms.
Oh, okay.
And half hours.
Mm hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Female love interests. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. to see more more of what Transparent's doing.
Okay.
Jill Soloway, Amazon show.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen
going
it?
On, taking it online.
Guy,
yeah, they've
guy
took the new models.
They took
but
it
that
online.
Actually took a job away from a woman, didn't it? Because they have a man dressed as a woman.
Well,
shouldn't that be a
it
woman?
It was written that way. It wasn't.
Huh.
It's called it being transgender. It's a different thing altogether.
Mm.
Do you understand?
I think I get it.
Do you understand spectrums? Like in general, like
yes, it's from
science. Yeah.
Yes.
There's yeah, you guys have picture. Physics degrees, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's something about this. You know this picture where there's a triangle made of glass, and
the Pink Floyd album
there's a
cover?
Laser beam going into one side, and it comes out a rainbow.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And. Is, that's what you're
and there's right. another picture where it looks like a pretty lady with a hood on, but then it also can look like, and from the side, but it can look like from straight on, it's a witch.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that?
Yep. That's interesting. That's less of what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's gray okay. areas.
Well,
though.
I thought it we were just talking areas. About cool pictures.
Oh. Yeah. No, I'm just, if you think of like sexuality like a rainbow, right? And so there's blue is, let's say, heterosexual.
Okay.
Mm.
You know, red is homosexual.
Mm. Okay.
But then there's, you know, green, yellow, purple, all kinds of other stuff.
Hmm.
Mm. But is it weird then that gay people want to have the whole rainbow? It's like their thing, and they're saying, like, we get all the colors.
Yeah, because then
you
other
can
guys
the same,
don't get blue.
Because that's
yeah,
every color.
You could say, make the same argument about Skittles.
And dangerous to a sign.
Well,
oh, well,
right?
Hold on.
Right?
Well.
Just saying.
Okay.
A lot of people have, like, proprietary claims on the rainbow.
Hmm. Now I don't, yeah. Hmm. Now I don't know what to think, because I do kind of like Skittles. I like the sour ones. Isn't it dangerous to assign any one color to a sexuality, though?
Yeah, but I was just doing it as an example. I wasn't like...
Okay, yeah, good, because that kind of scared me.
For what reason?
Well, I just thought... Well, I hit myself in the eye with a bottle cap today. I was trying to open a bottle. Yeah. And it popped off harder than I thought and hit me right in the face. And that whole part of my head turned red, which... You know,
in my
you had
example,
said.
Yeah.
Well, you had said that was homosexual
yeah.
and then so in that case, a whole big part of my face would be homosexual. And I look,
you're okay with that?
I love those guys.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Uh huh.
I actually really like those guys. I mean, that's what's so crazy about all the heat we take on this show.
They're doing some good stuff.
So,
like what are you guys impressed with that they've been doing?
Oh gosh. Well, Dallas Buyers Club.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
Yeah, 2 years ago. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Crushed.
That's the last. Mm-hmm. And he's not even gay.
No, he actually wasn't gay. Yeah. Right. And we go around. Or,
nor
really,
is Jared Leto.
Because a lot of people think he was, but we, yeah.
Oh, you you make sure to correct people on that?
That he was not.
Right.
Yes.
Gay. So just the Dallas Buyers Club. Starring
that's just one thing. You know, that's just one.
Yeah, but you said things.
Yeah, I know. No, and Hayes has the rest of the.
Mm-hmm. One of them, I think, is a new astronaut.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
And I support that.
You, yeah. Having a gay person in space. You're okay with that?
Absolutely. I'd love to see what that does.
How?
It's an interesting science experiment.
What would be different than sending just a straight person?
Please. You need me to explain how people are different? Now you're coming to me.
This whole point of science is, Aaron, if you read a science book, you don't know.
Which I
when
really
you start
recommend
the
you
experiment,
do.
You don't know necessarily
right,
what
your hypothesis is.
Yes,
correct.
Or if it's going to be, like, if you're going to find something interesting, a new discovery.
If I could tell you how it's different, we'd have no need to do it.
Yes.
Because it would just be solved.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But
that's a great point.
If you say at the beginning, if we send this gay person into space, something interesting might happen.
Just because he's gay. And he might see things differently.
Well, just like biologically, some transformation might happen. It's just like you don't know because the time is different up there.
Right.
All kinds of stuff. Gravity.
Yeah.
Are you basing
it could be
this
cool.
just off of Interstellar?
Well, hold on, because that's the Dallas Buyers Club guy, and that guy's not a gay guy. We already told you that.
Right. I was, yeah.
Well, you tried to kind of trick us, didn't you?
No, I was just trying to figure out where you got your facts about space, you know, time being different and for gay people. Or is that what your point was?
I'm saying you don't know until you send him into space.
Right. That's a great
point. It's an experiment.
Yes, it's.
Would you guys vote for Hillary Clinton for president?
Well, I have trouble voting for anyone just because of the friggin' Democrat and the Republicans are so stupid, and this two-party system where I'm just choosing between a flavor I hate and a flavor I don't like to eat is basically a way I like to look at it. And I'm thinking, if I'm at a buffet here, you know what I'd do? Probably just grab a granola bar out of my pocket, which is basically what I've been doing, which is buying up some island land.
Not voting and just...
All the money I would normally spend on gas
voting,
to go to the voting booth, I don't spend a dime of it because that just goes in their pockets. And I put all of that into a fund so that I can buy a small chain of islands, which is the equivalent to a granola bar in this.
So you can live there when?
But it has nothing to do with her being a woman.
You just don't like
she don't,
voting.
Well, do you really think she even gets to decide anything when she's in there? Or do you think...
I don't think the president has a lot of power. Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah. It's all Dick Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even really... He's not involved.
Yeah. Bush's brain.
You're saying because Halliburton...
Because Halliburton.
Yes. At last we agree again.
Well,
it's been
just,
tense for a while.
I just said because Halliburton and then you said we agree.
Yeah, because, you know.
Aaron, thanks for coming on the show. Like we were saying, we really are pulling for you out there.
I don't
and
have
we
any.
Love what
I have
doing.
No obstacles
we
right now.
We are pulling for you and
we really
are
hope
rooting
it works
for
out.
You. And I
everything
think,
is fine right now.
Yes, everything is fine and you are almost over that hump. And so I would just say to you, keep up the good work and thanks for teaching us something. And I learned a couple things.
Yeah, what'd you learn?
Well, for one thing, right?
Yep, that's number one.
Well, one thing I would say is you could have, you know, a woman who is, you know, likes the stuff that you like, which is great stuff, but she has a boyfriend and that guy's a guy.
Okay.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
And you can do, you know, what else did she say? What else did she say?
Such rocky waters.
What else did she say?
Yeah, I said a lot of stuff.
She was I had given her that great iPhone analogy for like what's Hollywood 6, and I don't even remember what she said.
She didn't run with it in terms of iPhone stuff, which is what I was kind of hoping.
Yeah, it wasn't like it wasn't like a bunch of like parallels. Like talking
about female apps.
Where it was like the bigger the screen would be like the bigger, you know, roles for women.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one. She wanted the love interest in the romantic comedy to have more big jokes.
I think honestly think the woman can be the lead and the man can be the love interest. That's just personally how I feel. But Aaron, anyway, thank you for coming on the show and for saying your version of that. The person who bought the pro version this week is Proposition Phil. And I guess as his reward, Aaron, you probably want to talk about why he's a bad guy, right?
Proposition Phil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say about him?
Just like, I think he would just get a kick out of you.
Just
like,
unloading on him.
Yeah, some guys like that. I think
give him what for.
I think he's one of them.
Okay. His real name is Proposition Phil?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these internet names.
Hey, Proposition Phil, I don't know where you're sitting right now, probably on a dirty couch.
Yes.
Somewhere, perhaps in a moldy, roach-infested apartment.
Yes, she's got us.
He's on blast. He's on blast.
In the city of Bell, which we all know is bankrupt.
Oh man! No.
Sitting in a bankrupt
he
city.
He lives in Bell.
Oh, he's in apartments in Bell.
and you can't even go anywhere because you don't have gas and it's cheap right now. That's what's fucked up about that.
Oh no! And he can't even afford something affordable.
You're playing a PS3.
Ooh, out of date.
Grand Theft Auto 4.
Oh, shit.
No, because that one was not the best one.
And you're staring at your poster of Baywatch.
Oh, Proposition Phil.
Bye, bitch.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.